Gentlemen, welcome to Java Good Morning. Here's your hosts, Mike and Julia.
Welcome to Java Good Morning. That is right, my friends. This is a podcast hosted by two comedians. And you're thinking, isn't that what every podcast is? Well, you're wrong, because this is a morning show podcast where we talk about world events and all sorts of fun things like what we're doing in our lives. I'm your host, Mike Camerlengo. I'm losing my mind a little bit, if you can't tell. Joined alongside me, as always, Julia Young. Julia, hello.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
You know, just coming right out the gate right there with that opening, I wanted to bring some energy, and I said a lot of words, and I didn't know if they were in the right order.
They are. You're doing great, buddy. You're doing great.
Julia, let's just get to it. I mean, first, if you like the podcast, please give us a like on Apple Podcasts. Give us a rating. Give us a review. We're on Spotify too. Hey, we don't need Spotify.
Give us an email, you know, javagoodmorning@gmail.com.
We love your emails, and we love when people send them. So please
Love our Jehovah's Witnesses, our fans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have a segment where we basically, it's called Up Top, and we just get into it. And there's a
subtitle is Daily Minutia.
There's a lot happening, because if you listen to the show, you know Julia has been gearing up for a big move. And that move happened on Thursday, I believe.
Yeah, Thursday morning.
And I we talked a little bit before, and I go, I don't even want to know yet. Just tell me on the show. So how did it go?
I'm coming to you live from my new apartment, from my standing desk. So I'm standing up, which is wild. It was pretty chaotic. I'll be honest with you. It was kind of awful, but it happened. And the movers damaged some of our furniture, which is insane because they're movers, and that's
don't
what
they mean do. To laugh. Don't mean to laugh.
No, it's fine. I'm furious. It's like they didn't wrap the legs properly of the bed and the chair, and they got all scratched up. So they're maybe going to send a furniture restorer. It's just a mess. I cried a lot, but it's over.
Did you cry during moving day or just after when it all, you just let it out afterwards?
During moving day, I was just like asking people to reassure me that everything was going to be okay. Cause it was like two different apartments going into one. So there was just like added logistics. And at a certain point, the movers keep on making trips up and down. And it's like, how much shit do we have? Are we hoarders? Right. I felt like I was a hoarder.
You know what? When you move out of like an apartment building or into a new one, I'm always like, the neighbors get involved. They're like, hey, what's going on? Like, what's this? I'm like, just leave it be. Just go back inside.
Alone. Yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Stop making fish. Did you meet your neighbor yet?
We met our neighbor. I think the one that cooks fish, very lovely older woman, but, this has got to stop, because, I don't like fish. I don't like the smell of fish. I know you're a big fish head, but when people cook fish and it's in an apartment building, that's domestic terrorism. I'll just say,
but I eat haddock, which is, like I said, it's just a white fish. It does not smell at all. If you're making salmon or something like that, then you're reeking up the place.
Yeah. And, you're really,
I don't care for it.
But, you know, we're just, you know, we unpacked in about 30 hours. We were totally done. Like, we almost killed ourselves, but we did it. Like, everything is done. We just have to hang some art. And it's exhausting, but I'm so happy. I love the new place. And
I'm such a monster. When you got to the place, did you immediately start unpacking?
Once everything was in, it was like, okay, here's where all the furniture's going. And then that night we unpacked clothes, you know, and then the next day it was like everything, organizing closets. We did electronics and cords. We did like everything, pots and pans, you know, lining the shelves, all that boring shit that I absolutely love because I'm, I guess, old. Because like today it's like, ooh, we got to get felt pads for the chairs. Ooh, exciting. You know, got to get a pegboard to hang the pots and pans. Ooh.
Yeah, that's just the complete opposite of me. Like when I move, I just like I'd be like, can't we just sit? And I would just sit like among the boxes for as long as I could. And it's like, we got to do this. And I go, when does it end?
When does it end? I was like, get this shit out of here. I mean, I took CBD. We know my history with CBD, but it didn't take, you know, the morning of the move, I was like, I'm going to be calm, but I wasn't. I really, really wasn't.
CBD is something that probably works when you're just like sitting around on a Sunday. But
if you're already calm.
It's not going to like do anything when your blood's pumping.
I know. I should have done a Xanax or something.
Right? Yeah, you should have crushed up a Xanax and put it up your nose. Yeah. Like you needed some hardcore shit.
I know. I really did. Because I am not like a calm person. And then when you add stress to it, I'm absolutely a monster.
What's your fiance, if I said that word correctly?
I think you
what's
did.
His vibe like? Is he like you? Are you guys just bouncing off the wall? Or is he calm?
No, he's so calm. He's so calm. Yeah. He's so agreeable. I've been like bossing him around too. I'm like, this should go here, and he's like, cool, whatever you want. And I'm like, well, then this should go here. I'm kind of a monster, but he's very calm. But he, you know, he was down to like unpack everything with me. He was like, let's just get this shit done because we don't want, you know, boxes in the house. We don't want any of this. We just want to live our lives.
You really do need someone who is kind of a different temperament than you.
Yes.
I don't know when you see people who are just like very similar in every way. And I'm like, what you guys even talk like what's going on? Like, I feel like you need one person who's kind of crazy and then the other person who's just chill.
Yeah, you can't have two boss babies in the family, you know? You can have one boss baby and one, I guess, worker baby.
You need someone to wake up and be like, I'm having heart palpitations because of X. And that's me, obviously.
Yeah,
and you need someone else being like, no, I don't. What do you mean? Like, I don't wake up and think about my mortality every six hours.
And that's
like,
your wife.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's
exactly.
And that's why it's a good combo.
Mm-hmm. And so would say that us doing this podcast together is a great combo because we just really rile each other up with anxiety because I have Jewish anxiety and you have Catholic. Are you Catholic? You have Catholic?
Yeah.
Anxiety?
Yeah. I was raised Catholic. So I have that deep seated, I feel like there's a lot of similarities there in the guilt thing. Got to call your mom, all that shit.
Feeling bad, feeling guilty. Yeah. Well, isn't it Easter? Speaking of being Catholic, is it Easter yet?
Easter is on Sunday.
Ooh.
This past Sunday was Palm Sunday.
Okay, what does that mean?
Which marks the beginning of Holy Week. I'm a little out of tune, out of touch.
Out of touch, out of practice.
Out of practice. That's the word I want. I'm a lot out of practice on all this. I haven't, haven't been to the old church in a while, but
I can't imagine you at a church. I'll be honest. I really can't picture
it. I used to go all the time when I was younger. I used to go all the time.
Did you wear khakis?
maybe when I was a kid. The only time I really enjoyed going to church was Christmas Eve because I always liked, they had some good tunes going on there. And then we would go at 4 o'clock. And then after that, we would have a big Christmas Eve party. So it was like, you know, you go, you listen to Silent Night, you get a little emo, and then you go fucking crush food.
But there's no snacks in church, right? There's no food.
No. The only thing you're getting is the body of Christ when you go up for communion. Do you know about
cracker.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. Little the cracker, little cracker little they put cracker. On your tongue. And, yeah.
Or your but hand. You're not... I always my hand. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But well, I mean, like Jews, it's like wine. you'll sneak in some hard candy, but it seems like Catholics don't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe these days, you know, you get an app, someone brings you a little Uber Eats. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I think they're trying to do it. But yeah, so Friday is Good Friday, which is a big day. And then that's the day Jesus died. That's what they say. And then,
it
was a long time ago. And then Sunday is Easter. So that's that. But it's funny because Easter is like the big, that's like the biggest holiday for if you're a Christian.
No, like, I thought it was after Christmas though.
No, because Easter, Christmas is just like, you know, Jesus was born maybe this day or something. Obviously not the same day, but you're celebrating that. But Easter, that's like when Jesus rises from the dead. So that's like gives all this thing credence. You know what I'm saying?
So it's kind of like a Halloween, a Christian Halloween.
But way less fun because you don't get dressed up. You may be wearing khakis or something, but it doesn't get the love because it's just like a random Sunday in April. There's no commercialization behind it. You know,
that's not true. There's Easter bunny baskets, right? There's definitely.
Dude, the Easter bunny thing is so weird. Even when I was a kid, I'd be like, I don't think that's a real thing.
I don't
you do the Easter bunny baskets.
Who invented the Easter bunny? Was it Hallmark?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. The Easter bunny is a weird one. I can get on board with this. I love Santa, dude. Give me Santa all day. But the Easter bunny, I don't fuck with that guy.
It's like if it was just a bunny, fine. But the fact that there's eggs involved with bunnies, and I don't know a lot about mammals, but I know one thing. They give birth live. There's no eggs involved with mammals. Okay. So
the Easter bunny will leave you an Easter basket. Like we always got Easter baskets on Easter morning. You come down and they'd be like Cadbury eggs. Yeah. All that shit, all this candy in a basket. And then you're supposed to believe that a large bunny is hopping around from house to house. At least Santa, you're like, oh, he has a magical sleigh with reindeer.
Yeah, he has help, right?
Yeah,
with elves
got
and
a whole
reindeer.
Factory.
He has a staff. This bunny has absolutely no staff.
And he's huge. It's like a huge bunny.
And again, it's a mammal laying eggs. No, thank you.
Yeah. So my nephews just went to see the Easter bunny and, you know, it's like COVID, so I can't really go near them, but they sent me a picture. Very cute. But the Easter bunny's wearing glasses. I'm like, when did the Easter bunny get glasses? He's powerful enough to hop around to every house in one night, but he can't have fucking 20/40 vision.
Well, do you think it's because, you know, he's nearsighted or is he old, you know, and these are like reading glasses?
He kind of look like he kind of look like a cool young bunny though.
Does he have a man bunny? No. Okay.
I would,
is he wearing pants and a shirt? What's the outfit?
All right. You know what? I got to pull up this picture because I want to look at it again.
Yeah. Can you post it on our Insta? But you can black out your nephew's faces if you want.
That's violating too many things. He's wearing a tie or something. He's got a shirt, a green jacket on, but no pants.
What?
And he has glasses.
Wait,
like
no
his pants,
pants
are his fur. Yeah, but it's fur. You know what I mean?
Shoes? No shoes.
Where
pants,
was
fingers?
This? Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? They took the only vaccinated bunny they could find. So
yeah,
they needed to,
you take what you can get. What can you get. Okay. Well,
so that's the holidays on the Christian side, but I mean, what's going on? Passover? What's happening?
Yeah. Passover is happening. We had, you know, it's Seder's the first two nights. There's Seder's. Have you ever been to a Seder?
No, I haven't. Ever, so is a Seder where you like can't eat for hours and you read from the Torah?
Yes and no. So you read something called the Haggadah, which is like a little booklet. And as a kid, it feels like it's hours. It's really like 45 minutes if you do like a reasonable one. 11 minutes if you have like angry screaming nieces and nephews. So it depends. But yeah, it's like, you know, you have all this food and it's like a ritual and there's an order to it and people go around reading things and, oh, here you dip this in this and you dip this in this.
Right.
And this represents, you know, springtime. This represents tears. This represents, you know, whatever the fuck. And then, you know, they're singing and talking, blah, blah, blah. And then you get to eat. And then there's some more stuff afterwards.
Do you fast beforehand?
No,
is this where you fast for a while?
That's Yom Kippur. That's like like the Day of Atonement.
I would love to be invited to a Seder.
You should absolutely get invited to a Seder when they're in person. Or I should have invited you to my virtual Seder. It was really organized. It was shocking.
I don't want to go to it. No offense. I don't want to go to a virtual anything anymore. I'm done.
I know. But
I want to go. Could I throw on a yarmulke or is that disrespectful?
You could. No, of course you can throw on a yarmulke. The more the merrier. It's nice. You know, there's good food. There's usually brisket is made. I don't know. I don't eat brisket, but people
love
brisket.
It's so good.
And there's matzo ball soup.
Had matzo ball soup. I had a friend of mine from college fucking loves it. He's always talking about it.
It's so good. Imagine a really soft tennis ball and a hot broth with carrots. It's so good. I love matzo ball soup.
I gotta tell you, I'm sure it's great, but that description made me want to vomit
a
little bit.
Okay.
Soft tennis ball. I'd say stay away from soft tennis ball.
Really soft, almost like a matzo ball consistency.
Unless you're saying it's smelled like when you open a can of tennis balls. That I can get on board with.
You like that smell. You probably like the smell of gasoline too, like a gas.
I fucking love it.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we don't eat like leavened items for the next 8 days, like no breads, just matzahs and stuff. But like a few years ago.
Do you do stuff every night?
No, not after the first two nights.
Got it.
The rest of it's just like chill. But a few years ago, some Jews were like, hey, I think quinoa is okay. Quinoa's cool. I think rice is cool too. So now I feel like there's a lot more options than when I was a kid. But people go all out. Like if you're like super like Jewish and like observant, you have different plates, like sets of plates for Passover. Uh-huh. And you just like trying to make it very different and separate, and you clean your whole house and there's no bread and it's a whole thing. But I don't know. I'm into matzo pizza, which is really good. You just put it in the microwave, just like tomato sauce on cheese on matzo.
That's good. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny how some of this stuff, you know, changes over time. Like when I was growing up, like during Lent, which is like 4 weeks, like every Friday, you're not supposed to eat meat. And then
fish one where you have to, you have to eat fish. Okay.
You don't have to. It's just like, hey, why don't you eat fish? So I would eat like tuna fish. And then it became like on Good Friday, you're supposed to like fast and whatever. And then it became like a thing where you're like, well, during Lent, like, you know, if you're, if your iron levels are low, I mean, you should eat meat. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You
know?
You gotta, yeah.
Like, I mean, we gotta do, you know, we're not trying to kill you. So it's like, it's pretty funny how that stuff evolves.
Do you
to try
give
to,
up things
to
for
try
Lent?
To keep people? No, I haven't since I was younger.
If you had to, what would you give up right now?
I don't know. Sometimes I see people give up like booze or chocolate or something like that. And I just want to say, you know, you only have one life.
Yeah.
And why would I ever do something like that?
I would give up stinking thinking. That's what I would give up. Only positive vibes. And then when Lent's over.
Positive vibes only,
such
baby.
Negative vibes.
Oh, I don't know if you heard, but this is right up your alley. Chet Hayes. You know Chet Hayes?
Oh my God. White Boy Summer,
White Boy
right?
Summer. Dude,
Tom Hanks' son announced it.
I saw a headline. I was like, I rolled my eyes. And then I saw him like describing what White Boy Summer was. He had me. I thought he was kind of funny.
Really?
He was using like his regular accent. He wasn't putting on like his Jamaican inflection
offensive
thing that he does.
Yeah.
So I was like, this guy. Yeah.
It's just wild that first of all, Tom Hanks has a son named Chester, and that he's a rapper, and that he's Tom Hanks's son. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't compute.
He seems very self-aware though, doesn't he? I always feel like he's in on the joke. Like even when he's doing his Jamaican thing, it's like he's doing that because he knows like what's gonna happen.
What do you,
in my opinion,
Colin get along, his brother Colin? Because he's like a serious actor.
Yeah, probably.
Or is it just like, Chet, can you just be normal? You know, I don't know.
Maybe he
but
loves
that's...
him. Maybe Colin's calling him up. He's like, dude, White Boy Summer's hilarious. You got to make another video. You know, you never know.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know if Megan Thee Stallion has been told about this, because I thought it was going to be a hot girl summer. So I don't think you can have a hot girl summer and a white boy summer. Something's got to give, you know?
You know, for me, it's a acid reflux summer, because I got a lot of GERD happening right now. It's real
GERD
tough.
Is the word. I'm so sorry. Can you tell our listeners what GERD is if they don't know, if they haven't heard about GERD?
GERD is gastroesophageal reflux disease. It's a digestive order that affects the ring of muscle between your esophagus and your stomach. Basically what happens is the shit in your stomach kind of creeps up your esophagus, and all the acid gets into like your throat area, and it causes it's discomfort. It doesn't hurt. It's just very uncomfortable, and it feels like you have like a golf ball stuck in your throat, and you're like trying to burp and you can't, and it's just very uncomfortable.
Not a matzo ball stuck in your throat, I'll tell you that much. That would feel
a
great.
Soft tennis ball is stuck in my throat, and certain things trigger it, and we can talk about this during our hot stove, but I definitely triggered it by drinking all sorts of fun alcohol on Saturday night. I fucking did. And I woke up Sunday and I was like, oh man, my GERD. But it's something that I never had before until recently. And now I want to fucking die.
You know,
I don't worry about me,
now.
Guys. I'm fine.
Yeah, he's fine. He's safe. I heard eating watermelon helps. Is that true?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Watermelon's a GERD friendly food. So
I'll go buy watermelon right now. I love watermelon too.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about up top?
I got one more thing, and that is, did you hear that they got the boat out of the canal?
Boat
the ship has moved.
Out.
Wow. In the Suez Canal. Is that how you pronounce it, Julia? Mm-hmm.
That's how I would pronounce it. Yeah.
So absolutely. Stuck. It was stuck for 6 days.
That's crazy. It costs so much money every day, right?
I heard that they were losing like $10 billion, like the amount of trade shit that goes through that canal every day that couldn't pass through was like $10 billion a day or something.
That's wild. I'm also just like, that's so like vintage and chic that like there's still stuff done by ship. I feel like that's very romantic.
I know.
You know, you don't think about ships that much.
You don't think about them until you see them and then you go, mm-hmm. Oh, ships.
Wow, that's a big ship. Yeah.
Kind of like when you see those trains, like the, you know, what are those trains called? You know, trains that transport shit. You're like, one of those trains. Freight trains.
It feels very like 1940s, right? Like a transatlantic trip on a ship.
Every now and then you'll see a freight train and you'll go, yeah. Or you'll see a big ship and you go, that is how they get. Yeah.
Things get from places to places. It's not just planes, you know, move over planes, there's ships.
So how embarrassed is the guy? I'm assuming it's a man. I mean, women can drive ships into the fucking ground too.
Trust me, if I had a parallel parked that ship, which it was kind of like that scene in Austin Powers where he's moving that golf cart and he just gets wedged in. If someone was like, hey, Julia, here's $1 billion. Can you get this ship through the Suez Canal? No, I don't think I could. I'll be honest with you.
You gotta be embarrassed. I mean, I don't know how you go back to being a ship captain after this.
No, because everyone behind your back is like, that's the dude who got it stuck in the Suez Canal. Yeah, you have a reputation.
You're done for life. I think maybe you write a book about it, you know?
You're the opposite of Sully, I guess, right? It's embarrassing. They're not going to make a movie out of that. Or are they? It'd be called Ship Happens.
They'd be like, you know, for six, you thought the ship just stayed still for 6 days, but what happened underneath?
Mm.
Like, no, it canceled. No, it's no good.
Have you been on a cruise ship ever?
You know, when I was younger, when I was a teen, I went on a cruise with my family and I thought it was a lot of fun, but I would never go on one now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it seems like a nightmare.
Good if you have a certain, like, it is good if you have a couple of kids because you can just let them, like, run around, but
they
run and jump in the ocean. You know, right? Yeah, they're gone. We needed to lose one. But I think that was something I wouldn't do again.
Yeah. Well.
Well, do you have anything else on the up top?
Up top? No, I think my brain is just addled from this move. So I got nothing up top except for, you know, talking about, you know, we have all this artwork, but part of me is like, I'm not ready to commit to placing things in certain places yet because it feels like, what if we move things around? I don't want to have holes in my wall.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like you guys are getting it set up. You'll put the art on the wall in no time. Yeah, or you won't. And then you'll just have art on the ground.
Art on the ground, which is what we have now. And, you know, I need a place to put up all my nude paintings. So
we lived next to somebody on 2nd Ave in Manhattan for a while. And they had they hung up a nude painting of themselves outside of their door.
What?
It was our neighbor. They're our neighbor. And they always used to keep the door open and like do yoga on the floor. They were the weirdest people. Fuck?
Was it? It was a painting of them nude or a photograph?
It was a painting. No, it was not a photograph. It was a painting of them like basically like 69ing a yoga pose and they're naked.
What?
And I was like, oh, cool. That's cool. It was a nightmare.
These are not the neighbors that used to fight really loudly, right? These are different neighbors.
No, it's a different apartment. I've had some weird neighbors. And then my first place in Greenpoint, the neighbors out back would go out and they would play the didgeridoo until 3 or 4 a.m. and they would just be fucking banging on drums and shit.
I mean, that is a little soothing, I'll be honest. It's better than a trumpet.
No, it wasn't because they were just like fucking white hipsters. Like,
oh, so they weren't good at it. Okay.
No, they were just like, it was like, dude, cut the shit. Like, cut it out, as Joey Gladstone would say. And speaking of Joey Gladstone, let's move into the content corner. And this is where we talk about shows and movies and books maybe that we read, but we don't talk about books.
Yeah, no, we don't like to. We don't like to get serious.
So something I watched that I haven't seen in a long time, and it just came across my face. Oh, can you take that out? No, leave it in.
Yeah. Well, okay. Whatever you want.
Came across my face. Almost Famous.
Really? The Kate Hudson movie?
Yeah. I mean, I saw it when I was younger.
Yeah. Is it
great movie? Look, I mean, look, Of course, there's a few problematic things. One being that Kate Hudson's 16, or like her character's 16, and all the people are like having sex with her. But other than that, if you can get past that part,
yeah,
it's a great movie.
I haven't watched it since it came out, probably, but I know that was like, oh, Kate Hudson's a star, and I think she's been. I don't want to be rude, but I think she's really been coasting off of that for her entire career, because after that, it was like, she's the next It Girl, right? Which is, you know, it's all nepotism. But then from then on, it was just like bad rom-coms. And
well, you know what, it had it. She is really good in that movie, but you know what it was? It was like the movie poster is her face with those glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an iconic poster. So
yes.
It's like, even if you don't remember the movie, you're like, oh yeah, Kate Hudson, right? Cause she's on the poster.
I think
but the kid in it is so good. The main character.
He's in
a lot of stuff. I've looked him up. His name's William in the movie, but he's in like a ton of shit. Oh, Billy Crudup's great too. I like him. Jason Lee's in it.
Jason Lee, the Scientologist?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes, I'm telling you. I shouldn't have phrased that as a question. He's a Scientologist.
Oh, Frances McDormand's the mom.
McDormand.
Sorry. Oh yeah, Zooey Deschanel's the sister. Anna Paquin's in it.
Wow, that's a stacked cast. I should rewatch it maybe.
Fugit. That's the main character's name.
Did he ever have any other big things? Probably not.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of shit. He's in
but not as like a star, right?
He's a solid working actor though.
Yeah. Which is what we all, you know, want to be. But, you know, I think that there are actors that like they have like one big movie and then they kind of coast from there. Right. Like Adrian Brody. It's always like, oh, yeah, you're from that movie. And then, you know, they have all that hype around it. And then they're just always known for that one thing. And then they coast on it, which seems
you could do that back in the day. But now it's like there's so much shit. You're like, I was in that thing. And they're like, we already forgot about that. Like, what even is that?
Like the Stranger Things kids, I feel like if there hadn't been so much more content after that, you know, they would have just coasted. But it's like, you can't just have the one thing. You got to keep producing. Right. You got to keep being in these things. And it's exhausting. And also,
Too
much pressure. And I don't want to see these kids going through puberty. I'll be honest. I don't care for these Stranger Things kids. I don't want to see them changing.
You know? I think that's what Fleetwood Mac sang about, you know?
Speaking of Fleetwood Mac,
I see that you've written down The Nanny again. And,
yeah, I've got to talk about The Nanny. I have big nanny news. And I think it's because I've been watching it and somehow my energy and my clout has put it into the universe. But April 1st, The Nanny is coming to HBO Max, baby! Yeah! All of the seasons.
What were you doing before? Were you watching? Oh, yeah. You could only get like 2 seasons, right?
2 seasons on like Roku app, which was awful. But they're all going to be there. Fran Drescher posted it. I wrote in all caps on her page. If this is an April Fool's joke, I will be devastated. But it seems to be real. And I cannot fucking wait. I've been talking about this to everyone. And I do feel like I played a part in this. Is that
no? I think you did. I mean, you talked about it on the podcast. You posted about it several times.
Several times.
All your followers. Yeah. I think you really got the ball rolling.
I think I did too. And I know that you know they're working on a nanny musical from what I can tell from Fran Drescher's Instagram, which you know. So maybe if that's going to come out soon, they want to have that related. And
okay, here's my question for you. This is a career question. How do you get in as a writer in the nanny universe? Like, how do you get in there? Like, you gotta figure out some kind of spinoff or some kind of you said, a musical. You're kind of musically, even though you hate music. I mean, I don't like music.
Yeah, famously. But you know, I did do a cappella choir in high school and college, and yes. I used to play the flute. I was a flautist, so I feel like I could. You know, if Fran, I know you might be listening to this. You're a Jehovah's Witness, famously. So you know, let me write for the musical The Nanny. You know, let me get in there. It's I'm Jewish and I love The Nanny. And I feel like that's credentials.
That's like everyone's cover letter to write for The Nanny. They're like, I'm Jewish and I love the show.
I'm Jewish. I love you. I love the show. And let me in. Maybe I should write a spec script. You've done that before. You've written spec scripts.
I was just about to tell you that you should write a spec script.
Yeah.
It's good. It got like some like fun stuff, but it didn't lead to anything. But
yeah.
But you have to, I feel like to write a true spec script, you have to be kind of deranged, which I am. And I feel like you are too.
I am deranged too. I mean, the whole thing is, I talked to my mom about this and she goes, you know, you should write her a letter, write Fran a letter, tell her how much you love her. And I was like, okay, mom. But she's like, no, people love getting letters. It's like, mom, where am I going to get her home address? And like, that's insane. That's insane to be like, hey Fran, huge fan. My mom told me to write you. What?
What? That's a mom thing to do. Yeah, my mom will say stuff like, she'll be like, do we know anybody who knows the president of ESPN? I'm like, no, what? No. Like, what are you talking about?
Moms just have such big dreams that like, there will be like the like Star Is Born moment of like, oh my gosh, you met someone, so-and-so on an elevator and then they gave you a job. Like
the big break type thing.
Yes,
yeah, that doesn't really happen.
Moms love that fantasy. And they think it's real easy and to break into the biz. But the truth is you have to have like, you know, Goldie Hawn is your mom to break into the biz. That's really the only
option.
What
I think you should, you know, I think it should do not to give you another a podcast that you want
to tell
do,
me what to do, please.
You should do a nanny rewatch podcast. And I feel like you would get a lot of attention if you did that.
You think so? Then do you want to do it?
No, I don't like The Nanny, but no, I'm just kidding. I have nothing against The Nanny. I've never seen it, but I don't know, dude. You know what? It's like, sometimes you see someone do like a podcast and they get a lot of thing and you're like, I got to do that. And then someone else writes a spec script and you're like, I got to do that. And then someone else. Yeah. So it's like, you never fucking know what people are going to like.
You know, and you can't compare yourself to other people, but
my thing
right now is I just moved and that's my identity for a long time. I just moved apartments. So that's what I'm busy with, you know?
You're like,
that's
just, there's like a lull in a conversation. You're like, I just moved.
I just moved. I just moved. I'm going to be talking about this for years. I'm going to be like, you know, I moved in early 2021. So
if you were doing stand up, you would be like, your whole act for like a year would be like, did anyone move lately? Oh my God.
5 years it would be this.
These guys, they broke my table.
Scratch my shit. I mean, it's the moving company I use, which I do not recommend anymore. It's called Movers Not Shakers. So I'd be like, more like Movers and Scratchers. Am I right? I mean,
that's a real name of the moving company?
Yeah, Movers Not Shakers.
Oh man, warning sign right there. Warning sign.
So mad at them. The only good thing is they give you like reusable plastic bins to pack in. And that was what I liked about them. But now, you know, we are no longer on speaking terms. Well, I yell at them. I call them up. I yell at them. So
when the moving company I used, they were great. They were 4 hours late and them using masks was, you know, let's just say they weren't on their faces that much.
It was a loose
but
suggestion.
Other than that, they were super quick. They didn't complain and they fucking like didn't damage anything. They were great. So like, you know, late possible COVID spread, but they're fucking great. So I recommend.
I would take that after these guys who were talking shit about me under their breath. And I was like, I understand what you're saying. Like
I just picture you with like your hand on your hips, just being like, are you guys, what's this over here? Can you guys just pick
excuse
this
me,
up and bring it over
excuse
there?
Excuse me. This is actually very fragile. Can you, excuse me. Those are records. Those are LPs. Please be careful.
Maybe they broke your shit on purpose because they didn't like your vibe. What do you think about that?
I'm a huge bitch. Yeah. Because of all my stinking thinking, which I should have given up for Lent. Oh boy.
Oh
well,
man.
Yeah.
During Women's History Month, no less.
Well, it's almost over. Don't worry. You can go back to being normal soon. I tried to, and this kind of goes into a reader email we got, but I tried to watch the movie Beverly Hills Ninja last night, which I had never seen
before. Chris Farley?
Chris Farley. I believe it's like 1997.
And Chris Rock's in it, right?
Chris Rock's in it. And Nicolette Sheridan. It's not good. We turned it off after about 17 minutes. It was not good. It was like trying really hard to have, you know, physical comedy and whatnot. But it's like, you know, Chris Farley hitting himself in the nuts with a nunchuck. And that's only funny if it's you hitting your nuts in the shower with soap. That's the kind of physical comedy we want.
I think I read that was like when he was like really into drugs and like things were like not going great. And he like didn't want to do the movie, but he was under contract to do like a certain number of movies. And it just like, I don't know. I think I read it there's a good book about him. I think it's called Farley or I don't know. It's really good. But they talk about like that movie and like a couple of the ones near the end, they were just like, no.
Yeah, it was rough. I mean, it's also incredibly problematic. Like just from the opening font, it was like, oh God, this is so offensive. Oh,
it's just a ninja, right?
Ninja. Yeah. He's a ninja. And it's like, oh, it's a white boy ninja. And it's just like, oh God, this shouldn't have been okay then. It certainly is not okay right now. But,
you know, what's not problematic is Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go, the song Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that Vanilla Ice sings.
Yes. That's not problematic, you're saying?
I don't know. The song's still stuck in my head. Yeah. Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a Vanilla Ice rap. So, I mean, okay, I feel like something like that is probably so problematic that it's not problematic. It cancels itself out.
It's full circle. It's like a snake eating its tail. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I remember seeing Beverly Hills Ninja, I think in the movie theater, and being like, eh.
I mean, I feel like it's something when I was 12, I would have been like, this is fun. But it's like, ugh, does not age well. I don't know. I feel like I have to rewatch a lot of my childhood favorite, like Liar Liar, I haven't seen since.
Tommy Boy is still great. That's a really
good
movie.
I hope it's great. I hope Black Sheep is great.
I was going to say Black Sheep is pretty good too.
These classics. Like, do you think Liar Liar is still good?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. Because I told you I watched The Wedding Singer the other day and I was fucking dying. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll rewatch Liar Liar this week because
I think it depends on if the movie's good or not, like actually good. Yeah. So The Wedding Singer is like a good movie. Like it has structure. There's good jokes, whatever. Ace Ventura, which is one of my favorite movies. God. I watched it maybe like 6 months ago. I was like, oh, let's have a fun one. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. It's just, real fucked up.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
It's like even Beverly Hills Ninja. I'm like, okay, so the plot is he's a white boy ninja and a Nicolette Sheridan comes in and says, I'm in Japan and I'm looking for a ninja to hire to check up on my boyfriend and you can't contact me, but I need you to follow him. Here's his license plate. Like, that's the plot?
White boy summer.
White ninja boy summer.
Yeah, I think if it's a well-made movie, even if it's dumb, it still kind of holds up. Like Dumb and Dumber, I think that holds up great because it's like a well-structured movie.
Yes, there's plot.
There's plot. The story is great. And even if like a joke wouldn't work now, like it's like, oh, that's kind of dated. The movie as a whole still works. But some of these movies that just depend on like one gag or like Ace Ventura just being like, alrighty then. You're like, okay, what's happening?
Yeah, it does not hold up.
Some of them do. And Tommy Boy definitely does. So,
all right. Maybe
and I don't know if you can hear, but there's a man sucking up leaves outside the window over here. I don't know what's happening. I don't know who he is,
but it's springtime.
God bless.
There's still
real windy today. Real windy today.
Gusty.
Yeah. There's things getting blown all around. Anything else you watched?
We watched an episode of this new Netflix show called Waffles and Mochi, which Michelle Obama is in. It's like produced by her and Barack, and it's like her and Muppets, and it's like learning about food and like where vegetables are grown, and it's very cute. And they call her Mrs. Obama,
like which a children's
I found
show?
Adorable. I think it's for kids, but I also can't tell because there's definitely like a weird Jim Henson vibe of like, is this for kids or grownups? But then it's like, oh no, they're saying that, you know, tomatoes are fruits and vegetables. And I was like, oh, so I learned some things, you know?
I don't care if this is a kid's show or not. I'm learning something. That's all I learned.
Matters. Yeah. It's like they go around the world and they talk to different chefs. But again, it's like the Muppets want a job in a grocery store. It's a little unclear, but I had to watch a palate cleanser after we tried to watch Beverly Hills Ninja. So that's what happened. That's where we ended up.
I caught about 10 minutes of Kong Skull Island.
Which one is that? The
that's
Jack
the
Black
one you
one?
Watched. I thought.
Oh, I don't remember anymore.
It's the one with Brie Larson's in it.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was great. I think I'm gonna go back and actually watch it because the old television, and they were like getting ready to fly through a storm in their helicopters.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's a scary part.
Yeah, I was like, oh Jesus, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So.
I would recommend it. It really makes you just end up loving King Kong and you're just so on his side. You know, he's a great protagonist.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go back and watch that, but Kong Skull Island, there you go. And then just basketball, watching March Madness.
Yeah. We have a lot of money invested. I've heard from my fiance. So I got a lot of alerts like, oh man, we're 2 points off. We would have won $100. And I'm like, oh, okay, well.
I like that your fiance is into gambling. I like that.
Oh, he's a huge degenerate.
I like that we're chronicling the gambling journey. Like, you're like talking about the Super Bowl, now this, and then like a couple episodes from now, you can be like, we did have to sell a few of our art pictures, you know, our art frames.
My parents have had to help out. No, he he loves to gamble. He loves Vegas. Even more than Vegas, he loves Atlantic City. That's how much of a degenerate he is.
Yeah.
He buys lottery tickets. It's very tickets? Funny. He buys scratchers.
I don't like scratchers.
I don't like the weird feeling of using the coin to scratch it off. Like, it's a weird physical sensation. I fucking hate that.
You ever try to use like a nail or something? That's the worst.
Thinking about that, it's like nails on chalkboard, or like if you like snap a big piece of styrofoam in half, that makes me want to puke. I hate that sound.
Yeah, it's not a great one.
But shout out to my fiance. He will listen to this episode, and then he's going to come in and say, "You call me a degenerate?"
Well, I hope you guys have money on Michigan, because...
Of course we do.
I think they're playing tonight at 10. We're recording this on Monday.
Elite 8, maybe, right?
Yeah, yeah. 10 o'clock. Come on, how late are we going?
I just moved. What do you want from me?
Sometimes I watch like 3 or 4 movies, and other times I go, hey, what the fuck did I watch?
I know. Just The Nanny and Seinfeld, I think, also.
I'm hoping as the weather gets nicer, though, I watch nothing. And then when we do the segment, I'm going to go, I don't watch shit, but I did throw a Frisbee.
An ultimate one or?
For anybody who wants to know, I made a video about Tony the Tiger throwing a Frisbee. So go over to 60secondclassics.com. Thank you.
Yes, that is your brand. That is Mike's brand. Support it, like it, follow it.
Well, you know, what's funny is I didn't realize I made that video as a goof, like I always do. But there's a big Ultimate Frisbee community that latched onto it.
Really?
Yeah. People are like, whoa, dude, cool video. Like, people are, you know, and I just, you know, I'm just a big goon. Like, I don't know how to throw a Frisbee.
What's their what do they call themselves? There's Ultimate Frisbee Heads, or
I would definitely go with Frisbee Head if I were them, but Frisbee, I don't know head. What they do. Ultimates, yo, bro, ultimates. You an ultimate
or Uffs? Ultimate Frisbee, Uff.
I don't know. Ultimate Frisbee. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. But. Well, that's it for Content Corner. We're gonna move on to a reader email we got, which is pretty exciting. We love hearing from our fans, from our Jehovah's Witnesses, our morning people. You can always email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. If you have, you know, some advice you want to give us, if you want us to give you advice, which we do recommend, or just to talk shit to us. So this is from Todd, and Todd gave a suggestion to help my night sweats. So he recommended this product called the Chili Pad. He said, sorry if you've gotten this tip. Chili Pad is your fix for the night sweats. It ain't cheap, but you'll thank yourself for buying. And I looked it up, and it's a $500 sleep system, which seems to just be like an AC unit that you put under your covers.
If we're looking at it, picture, it looks like an air conditioner for the woman's vagina. That's what it looks like, because she is just kind of... You know, and it's right in the middle there. She's right there. And you know what? Good for her, because that probably feels great.
Yeah, I feel refreshed just looking at this. Yeah, so it seems like a series of tubes that you snake through your bedding, and a pad that you sleep on. And it's $500, but it's free shipping and returns, which is appealing. And
so it makes your covers cold. Is that what we're doing?
I think... Yeah, it's a series of tubes that keep your covers cold. And you can either buy it just for you, or buy for two people, which is $1,000.
This looks cool. Is this an ad, though? Is this a sneaky ad that we're reading right now?
No, because they didn't pay us. God, no. This is not an ad. But take Chili Sleep.
This is kind of the opposite of like a heated blanket. What are those things called?
A heated blanket, electric blanket.
Yeah, an electric blanket. Do you ever use one of those when I was a youngster, I used to use one sometimes.
No, because I'm a hot sleeper. God, no.
Right.
So, yeah. So this is absolutely not an advertisement for Chili Sleep. I wish they would give us money, because then we could buy these things. But
yeah, don't even give us money. Just send us a Chili Sleep.
Send us. I mean, I feel like this is something that would absolutely blow out your fuses, because it's enormous.
you're gonna wake up and be on fire because you started a fire.
So loud. How could this not be so loud? I don't know, but it is free
Maybe it's
shipping, so
not.
I'm intrigued.
I like the look. The website is very sleek. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's very sleek, which makes me think it's a scam, but I'm interested. I love a scam. Thank you for sending this, Todd.
Thank you.
Todd also asks, Beverly Hills Ninja, good, bad, or bad, bad? And honestly, bad, bad. Couldn't finish it bad. So that's what
I don't have enough information, but I remember it not being great. So yeah. I would agree with that.
Bad, bad. So as a reminder, reach out to us, email us. We love hearing from our fans. And now we are coming to one of our favorite segments. What's this one called, Mike?
Hot stove.
Hot stove.
I just lean back and yell it as loud as I can. It's the only joy I get in my life.
It's so funny. This is where we talk about what we ate, what we made, what we ordered, what we drank, etc. What was on your menu, Mike?
Okay, so last night I made a little eggplant and pasta, and I had it with, I'm going to mispronounce this name, arrabbiata sauce. You probably, an Italian, I feel like I have to be more confident with that. But I had it with that, which is a little spicy sauce. And it triggered something. It triggered the GERD like I've never felt before in my life.
No.
I'm taking Tums. I'm trying to take this GERD pill. I'm sucking on cough drops. I'm doing everything.
No, you stay away from those cough drops. You just snuck that in like I wouldn't notice.
It temporarily opens my throat and I feel good.
Oh my God. No, so, you can't be eating this spicy shit. You need to eat like a 50-year-old man, onions, no spices.
You know what it was is that it was Sunday night. It was pouring. It poured all day yesterday. I was like, I don't want to go to the supermarket. I don't want to cook. I don't want to get whatever. We can put a couple of these things together and have a meal. We have pasta. We have eggplant. Let's just use this weird ass sauce that I bought mistakenly.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was going to be trouble. And goddamn it, it was trouble.
Was the wife troubled? Was she okay?
She was okay, but she had, we like both took like an antacid pill beforehand. We're getting so fucking old.
Oh, that's
old.
Smart to
yeah,
pre.
But it didn't work. It didn't did not take. Work. You know,
I do that with lactate sometimes,
after, I think, you know,
where I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat this ice cream. Let me take some lactate. It usually doesn't work.
No, it does not work.
You think it's psychosomatic. I don't know. Yeah. What kind of pasta though? Just like regular spaghetti or linguine?
Well, my Italian grandmother would be rolling over in her grave, but I ate gluten-free pasta. Gluten-free pasta. And let me tell you.
Chickpea or what?
No, it's made out of like rice. Like, I don't fucking know, dude. It sucks. It's not great, but regular pasta, which I love, really hurts my stomach. And I've kind of come to a conclusion. I know I have really bad stomach issues. And if there is a doctor out there that wants to stick a camera up my butthole, I will let you do it.
For free. Yes.
For free, yes. I don't know. I'm coming to the office.
You don't even have to graduate medical school. If you're in medical school now, even if you're like a podiatrist, he wants the camera up his
if
butt.
You saw ER, just put something up my butt.
At least three seasons. That's
three seasons.
The minimum.
Once Clooney leaves, you have to still be watching.
Yeah.
But so if I go to a restaurant and I'm at a good like Italian restaurant, I'm not ordering gluten-free pasta. I'm going, give me the good shit.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. But if
when
I'm at
you're
home,
your family. Yeah.
If I'm at home making some stupid bullshit eggplant arrabbiata sauce, I'm going, you know what? Give me this little fucking shoelace. I'll eat it. It was okay. Not worth the GERD. So, you know,
I
not
really
great.
Think
also,
you might need a stomach transplant.
I would love to get a stomach transplant. I really would. I would just, if they were like, hey, we're going to give you someone else's stomach, you could die during the stomach transplant. I'd go, it's worth the risk, I think.
What if it was Joey Chestnut's stomach? What a dream.
Oh,
dude,
Joey Chestnut could legit sell his stomach, don't you think?
Yeah. I think they could. Do stomachs regenerate? Is it like livers where you just kind of put it in water and. It doubles. Oh,
you
got to
think,
oh, my
you could take,
are gonna be so mad at me.
You
this.
Could take like a little piece of Joey Chestnut's stomach. Let it grow.
Let it grow in some water and then just dump it in your stomach. Right. Guys, and the stronger one survives.
This is not endorsed by any science.
This is
kind
endorsed
of a,
by
kind of
the chili mattress. Chili's leaf.
So I think what that was the knockout punch, but what really started the GERD train going was Saturday night. I was all over the place. I had several glasses of wine. Then I had a tequila drink. And then I had a vodka thing. It was
you did this
much.
To yourself. You
I
did
know.
This to yourself.
And I woke up and I go, Mike, this is the Catholic guilt. I woke up and I go, hope it was worth it. Hope it was worth it, you piece of shit. Like,
you
why'd you
piece
do that?
Of shit.
Why'd you even do that, you piece of shit?
Wow. So did you get on your knees and do some Hail Marys? And
I did seven Our Fathers and three Hail Marys. And no, you know what I said? I said, well, on the I'll atone by on the podcast, spreading the gospel of the Lord. And that's what I did today.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
It's a tough one, but here I am. I'm here. I'm still alive, Lord.
So you never did the wine thing, did you?
I know. Friday night, no, I will do it though. Friday night, my schedule got fucked up. I didn't drink wine. And then Saturday, I just, one second I'm having a casual wine and the next second I'm drinking tequila. Like there's a switch. I think it's because I don't, you know, you don't do much. So when you get out there, it's like, I can't control myself.
Yeah.
You know that. And before you say you're an alcoholic, Mike, you know, I know.
Yeah. So relax. You're aware of this. Yeah. You're aware of this.
Also, it's not that I need to drink. I rarely drink, but when I drink, once that faucet gets turned on, you know, there's a lot of water balloons getting filled up. Let's just say that.
Does that mean your bladder?
I just mean that the faucet is. So what did you eat and drink?
You know, just a lot of nothing because, you know, we have to do the big, like, oh, we just moved, like, grocery shop. And we got to go to our new grocery store, which is Western Beef. And I'm so excited. Have you ever been in a Western Beef?
No, but I like how you say it. I do like
Western Beef. Yeah, it's great. It's enormous. It's designed very poorly where it's like all of the same products are in different aisles. So you're never quite sure where you should go, where it's like, oh, they have cereal in this aisle, but they also have it in this aisle, but they have it in this one too. So you have to weave in all of the aisles. I'm really excited. So I haven't been doing too much cooking. Like I said, made some matzo pizza. But you know, I just want to have a lot of snacks in the house. What snacks should I get to stock the house?
Popcorn.
Yep.
Beef jerky.
Nope.
And beef jerky is the thing I keep trying to like, because it's like, oh, this will fill me up for a while. But every time I eat it, I'm like, nah, that ain't it.
No, I don't eat beef, so I'm certainly not going to eat jerky.
Oh, well, you could get tofu turkey.
Nope.
Tofu jerky.
Nope.
What else? Snacks? I mean, I don't know.
Rice cakes?
Rice cakes and peanut butter, I eat so much, and that's why I have the shape of a teapot. That's why my hips are popping
but
out.
But I bet that it's good for GERD, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, you know what? I got to go back to the supermarket and get more peanut butter. So
yeah.
Well,
kind of a short hot stove, but that's okay because we're both losing our minds. And now it's time to move on to the game, right? Do you have a game for me?
I do have a great game for you today, if I may say so. So I was trying to think last night, what is a fun game for Julia? And I got it. Samuel L. Jackson movie or Taylor Swift song? That is the game. So Samuel L. Jackson on his IMDb page, he is listed as an actor in 194 movies. 194 movies. Taylor Swift has released, I think I see right here on Wikipedia, 175 songs. That's a lot of fucking songs. So I'm going to give you the name of something, and you have to tell me if it's a Taylor Swift song or a movie Samuel L. Jackson has been in.
Okay.
Now you're not a super fan of either one of these people, correct?
I mean, I would say I like Samuel L. Jackson a little bit more than Taylor Swift. I'm not like overly familiar with all of their like lesser known projects. So, yeah.
Well, I think this is a good one. I got 10 here for you.
Okay.
I think if you go 6 out of 10, I'll be impressed with you.
If I get 6 out of 10, I'm going to buy a lot of rice cakes to treat myself.
All right. Number one, Ivy.
This is a Taylor Swift song. Right?
Correct. Ivy. This is off her new album, Evermore.
Because this is named after like one of her celebrity friends' kids, maybe.
Oh, God damn it. I forgot that you were like a pop culture head, that you're going to know all this shit.
I think it's Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' daughter. Possibly.
You are a sick fuck. Is that true?
I think so. Yeah. Wow. Betty, Inez, and Ivy. I think. Okay. Oops. Okay.
All right. Next one. Unthinkable.
This sounds like a Samuel L. Jackson bad action movie that I would like to watch.
Unthinkable.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson.
That is. It's a psychological thriller centered around a black ops interrogator and an FBI agent who press a suspect terrorist into divulging the location of three nuclear weapons set to detonate in the U.S. Unthinkable.
Is it over 2 hours long? Because I'm going to watch it. Unthinkable.
I think it's in the 90s too.
Perfect.
Oh, no, 2010.
Oh, no. I don't want to watch something new.
It makes it worse.
Yeah, that's bad. Unthinkable.
Not to be confused with Taylor Swift's song, Untouchable.
I didn't know that.
I know. Maybe that's how I could have got you. All right, two for two. Mm-hmm. Number three, False God. False God.
Taylor Swift song?
That's correct. That is from the 2019 album Lover, False God.
Wow.
Wow.
That was really a guess. I really didn't know what that was.
Wow.
Okay, good.
Oof. Number four, mm-hmm. Better Than Revenge.
Ooh, this sounds like a... I'm going to go Taylor Swift.
Better Than Revenge is a Taylor Swift song from the 2010 album Speak Now. I hope you guys are playing along at home, and I think I made this game too easy. I think it's too easy. God damn it.
I'm just good at this. I'm 4 for 4.
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
That's just because I was like, you wouldn't have two in a row. Long Kiss Goodnight is absolutely Samuel L. Jackson. I watched it. I love it.
I know. I shouldn't have made that. That's like a well-known movie, but I just thought it sounded like a Taylor Swift song. That is correct.
Sound like she should record this as a song. I feel like Jack Antonoff would be like, it's gold, baby.
I knew you were going to know this one because it's a 1996 film.
Yes.
With Samuel L. Jackson
Classic.
In it.
So good. So good.
2, 4, 5. 5 for 5. Ooh, five for five.
One more, then I get my rice cakes.
Number six, Fearless.
Oh, that's Taylor Swift.
I mean, come on. That's an easy one, Mike. That is off 2008 Taylor Swift album, Fearless.
Yeah.
Fearless on Fearless.
Self-named. Yeah.
Number seven?
Seven.
No Good Deed.
This sounds like a scary Samuel L. Jackson movie.
2002 Samuel L. Jackson movie. While doing a friend a favor and searching for a runaway teenager, a police detective stumbles upon a bizarre band of criminals about to pull off a bank robbery. No Good Deed.
Oh,
I get it. He's trying to help his friend out, and then he gets you know, swept up in a bank robbery.
Do you think that the sequel would be called Goes Unpunished?
All right, we're going to move on off to that one. Sure, that sounds good. I like that one. You know what? I'm just a little salty that I made this game too easy.
You should just be salty that I'm a fucking genius.
7 for 7, yeah. Which brings us to the next one. Seven. Is this a Taylor Swift song?
Taylor Swift.
But Seven, there's a movie Seven.
But is he in the movie Seven? Ooh. No, he's not in. Is he in Seven? Oh, God. Could this be both? Is this a trick?
It could be both, but...
It's Taylor.
But you're right. Your first instinct. Oh. Again, this is off her 2020 folklore album. I should have did Old Taylor, man. But I was trying to find the one, you know, syllable ones. I thought that...
But I don't know. I've never listened to folklore. This is just me understanding the essence of what I think.
All my Swift heads out there, Folklore is a great album. And you should watch her on... I think it's on Disney Plus, where she plays... acoustic with...
No, I don't like music. And I certainly don't want to watch someone play music.
Oh, it's really good. If you like Taylor Swift, even if you're lukewarm about her, it's a great hour. Drink a little whiskey and watch that.
No, last you can't because of the GERD.
I know. The GERD's going to kill me. Last one. I think I did 9, apparently. I can't count. Kiss of Death. Kiss of Death.
Let's say Samuel L. Jackson.
God damn it, Julia. Kiss of Death is a 1995 Nick Cage movie, but Samuel L. is in it.
What?
It looks awesome. A reformed convict goes undercover with the help of an angry detective to ensnare a psychotic mobster. What a collection of words.
Kiss of Death. I'm going to absolutely add this.
He did
The Long Kiss Goodnight, and he also did Kiss of Death.
Kiss of Death.
So he's obsessed with smooching.
All right, really? I'll give you 10 because I only gave you 9. Yeah. We are never, ever getting back together.
Well, clearly, Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, it's a rom-com.
That's what he says in his Capital One commercials. That's what his tagline is.
He said, what's in your wallet? Because we're never getting back together. Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought of this late last night. I thought it was a great game.
I think it's fun.
And it didn't work out for me.
It's
I like for you to get at least one wrong.
Yeah, I like when you get humiliated during the games and when I get humiliated during the games. That's more fun, but this was still fun.
Yeah, I was going to maybe do like state capitals or something. That's a little bit more.
Well, next game, I'll give you something where it has to do with Jewish holidays, so you'll get it all wrong.
Yes, please do.
Do an Easter themed. We'll do an Easter themed game, and I'll be like, I guess Jesus? Is that
Yeah,
right
I'll look up some Easter facts. How about that?
Yeah, like how that goddamn bunny lays eggs. Oh, my God. With no
I do want to look up the origin of the Easter bunny, so yeah. I think I'm going to do that.
Well, and then tell me about our next episode, okay?
I will. Yeah, we should give each other homework. I will.
Oh, yeah.
I'll report back on the origin of the Easter bunny.
Okay, and what's my job? To come up with a better way to describe matzo ball soup?
Oh, God. No, you got to come up with a game.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll come up with a game. It'll be about Jewish stuff, so watch out. Okay? Watch out, buddy. Okay, thank you for listening. Tell your friends. Follow us on Instagram, Java Good Morning. Write us an email. Rate it, review us. And we got to go. We got to go buy watermelon for Mike's GERD.
If anybody knows any GERD tricks, please email us.
Please email.
And if anybody is a doctor or a medical professional and wants to stick a camera up my ass, please email us at javagoodmorning@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
Bye.